Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
It's a 6 a.m. wake up mix, wrapping it up on a Taco Tuesday, 6:23. Good morning, everybody. You're waking up with the number one Bill and Jessica show.
What's up? Good morning. Sunny, hazy today, very hot and humid, highs near 100.
Could.
It will feel like 105.
Could.
Oh my gosh.
Do I sound weird? Like on the mic? I always sound weird.
Always. You always sound weird.
I don't know. For some reason, I sound weird.
You just got to get used to it.
In my headphones.
No, you're fine.
Is it because I'm not used to it, or is it because somebody was in here messing?
Oh, probably somebody was in here messing.
I'm just asking. I don't know. I feel like weird. Like something sounds off.
Oh, my gosh.
No? Is this better? Oh, no. That sounds way off.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, you guys couldn't hear that, but that was just something button I pushed over here. All right, I guess I'll get used to it over the past couple days.
Got to get used to your headphones.
So how you doing today, Jess?
How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
This is a nice surprise.
Yeah, so I was going to be back on Thursday.
Yes.
But we ended up coming back yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to the Delmarva Aces DCP 2028 National.
Yes.
We went down to Atlanta.
ATL, baby.
Yes, went down to the ATL. For the first time ever been there, you know, to Georgia. I've been to Georgia before, but just not Atlanta.
Yeah, how was it?
I mean, it was huge. The competition was huge.
Yeah.
It was, they had like 168 teams,
ooh,
like, you know, in the bracket. You know, we didn't get the result that we wanted as far as the wins go, but mm-hmm. Bryce actually pitched yesterday, did great.
Wow.
You know,
That's awesome.
It was hot.
It was.
Yeah. We had a good time, you know. There's a store there. It's called Better Baseball. And shout out to all my baseball people, you know. So this store is like a Dick's, mm-hmm. but it's all baseball.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Everything is baseball. Wow. I mean, they have walls of gloves, walls of bats.
Yeah.
Anything you can think of, you know, all the accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we went there a couple times, so...
I bet you did.
Yeah. So that we went there. Of course, we did have to stop by the Dick's while we were there.
Yeah.
Went out to eat a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I will say, we went to a Braves game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Atlanta, and when they played the Mets.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. I will say, you know, I've always, you know, said, oh, I hate the Braves. I hate Atlanta, you know, and all this. My respect level went up for Atlanta.
Okay,
you know, I think I hate the Mets more.
More?
So I hate the Mets more than I hate the Atlanta Braves. But the stadium, beautiful.
Beautiful.
I mean, all of it. I mean, it was like, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a great time there. Saw the game. Like I said, went out to eat a couple times, hung out, and watched some good baseball.
Nice.
So it was good.
Good.
It was good. So if they had continued to win, mm-hmm. you know, we would have still been there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to, there's like certain brackets, and you have to win your bracket mm-hmm. in order to get into the.
To keep moving on to the next.
Yeah, to keep moving on.
No,
so, you know, a lot of teams, you know, wrapping it up yesterday.
But 168 teams.
Yeah. And I think they were down to I don't even know, but it was good. It was a good week.
Wow.
So, and down there, mm-hmm. that's a different kind of hot.
Yeah. I know.
That's a different kind of hot. But I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
The only thing missing in like on that part of you know, Georgia, because I'm used to, you know, like Savannah. Like going down 95, like on the way to Florida with the palm trees and all that. No palm trees.
No
palm trees over by
City
the Atlanta.
Life.
Yes. That's what I was missing. No beach.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what we were missing.
Yeah.
You know, they had a lake that a bunch of the kids were going to, which mm-hmm. is fine, you know, but we didn't go. We had some other things, you know, going on, but they had a lake there and it was just hot.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm thinking to myself, like normally, like our norm is when it's that hot. Then we go to the water.
Yes.
You know, it's either the beach or the pool or whatever. You know, so I was like, and our hotel had an indoor pool. You know, I told you about that before we left.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but again, I was looking for like the ocean, yes. the bay, something, yeah. you know, the palm trees, you know. And I was, but other than that, it was a great trip. It was nice. A great trip. So, and it's like, if you guys have ever, you know, been down there to like the ATL, mm-hmm. the Atlanta area or whatever, there is so much, it is so busy. Like you talk about city life.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It is like.
They have so much to do. They have their malls. They have the aquarium there. That's what, yeah. you know, the ATL, they're known for their huge aquarium.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like very spread out, mm-hmm. like the whole area. Mm-hmm. There's so many like outskirts and all that yeah. of Atlanta. And, you know, we were staying right on the outskirts. Obviously, we went to the Braves game, mm-hmm. you know, but it's just, it's crazy.
Georgia.
yeah. And the traffic, forget it.
Yeah. yes.
Forget about it. Yeah. yeah. So, but, you know, like I said, if they probably will go back down next year, mm-hmm. you know, because that tournament is like one of the biggest.
Yeah.
You know, so it was fun, though. It was good. Whew. A couple different ways to get up with us, 302-858-5117. You can text or call Lynn. Hit us up on all our social media by going to power1017.com. We're live up on Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok at Power1017 FM. By the way, we pulled in our driveway last night at like 2:20.
No.
A no. couple hours ago.
No.
So I'm a little bit tad.
Wow. Okay. Well, you should head out soon.
Head out. I just got here.
No, but just stay till about 11.
We'll see. We'll see.
I give you permission.
Right. Yeah, you do. yeah, you do. yeah. I
give you permission.
The reason I'm back today is because I got to head out for the next competition.
Oh, I know.
Baseball competition. I know. That nobody else knows about yet. What's no. baseball season?
I know.
You know, it's baseball. Yeah. Any update on Jesse?
Not
on All Stars.
Start our first game on July the 1st.
Okay, so but it's like it's set.
Yeah.
The game. Have you July started practicing
1st. Tonight?
Tonight's the start.
Yep.
Okay, how many times this week are you practicing? Do you know?
Three
times.
Yeah. We have the full schedule.
Okay. And then, set, by the way,
ready to go.
That's Lewis Little League All-Stars.
We are set and ready to go. Okay. 8 to 10-year-olds. Yeah. Starts tonight. And we will practice Wednesday and Friday. And then going into next week, we practice on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're ready.
Very good.
First game, July 1st.
6:31. It's a Bill and Jessica show. Up on the other side, we got a 47 ABC update. Let's do this right here.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, so a new study found too many nightmares can kill you.
Too many nightmares.
Yeah, people who average at least one nightmare a week are 3 times more likely to die before they hit 70.
Goodness, I don't dream that much. Do you?
So, I only dream of like, you know, like I have nightmares of like certain people. You know?
Name them.
Yeah.
Nightmares of people.
Yeah. So, and it's definitely going to kill me.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, in the nightmare, they don't kill me, but.
No, you. Never mind.
It's so hot. The people on social media are wondering how people can wear hoodies. Yeah, that's how the kids do.
They do.
Yeah. Also, there's footage of roads buckling.
Oh, it got that hot.
And fancy ice is trending online. So,
the fancy ice.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you about Bucky's.
Yes.
I'll tell you about that coming up. Yeah. Because you asked me.
I did.
You went 3 times.
So it is.
That was like a thing.
It is a
we
thing.
Wanted to go to Bucky's.
Yeah.
3 times.
But it's a thing if you went back.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you about it coming up. People online are talking about the now obsolete skills that adults of a certain age will never forget. Like programming a VCR or repairing the tapes. Also using a Thomas guide and pinning cloth diapers.
That's old school right there.
Oh, God.
Cloth diaper.
That was before our time, the cloth diapers. Yeah. But I just couldn't. I know some people did it just because.
But no, I've never done it just because.
I couldn't imagine like having a cloth diaper.
Heck no.
You have to wash it and all that. Man, you just throw that out. Just throw it out. A study found that it's uncomfortable when someone has their food and someone else doesn't. Like you guys are sitting down.
Yeah.
Someone brings you your food and then the other person doesn't because people hold themselves to stricter standards than they expect from others. A report says that old people smell could be cured by regularly eating mushrooms. Yeah, especially like certain kind of mushrooms, button mushrooms, oyster mushrooms. Mm. You know, when they say that old people smell, well, you can get rid of that by eating mushrooms. A 44-year-old man in Florida got arrested for breaking into a vacant house to sleep there.
Here we go.
Because he didn't want to go home to his angry wife.
Here we go.
It turned out that he'd been there for 4 days.
What?
They say that his name was Chadwick. No. And
he didn't want to come home to his angry wife.
Yeah, you.
He stayed out for 4 days.
He's still there. Yeah,
oh,
you.
Oh, my gosh.
He said,
he broke into their house.
I'll go to any house. Any house is open.
Anywhere. Anywhere. Someone help. Help me.
Here's some good news stories. A four-year-old in Tennessee ran and got help when her daycare teacher had a seizure and saved her life.
Oh, my gosh.
So that story's trending. Also, a station in New York did a story on a woman who's 100 years old and still crushing it in the gym.
Wow.
A doctor in the UK is trending after telling people the best thing to drink in heat wave is milk.
No.
Yeah, it's 87% water and loaded with electrolytes.
No.
Keeps you hydrated longer.
No thanks.
Than water.
No thanks.
You don't like milk?
I don't drink milk.
No? Well, you should in this heat.
Never.
That's what it says.
Never.
Electrolytes and...
No, no thanks.
Helps you. No thanks. Look, look, whatever you do, guys, when you're in this heat... Please drink plenty of water.
Of course, yeah. Stay hydrated.
Absolutely. Definitely don't want to get dehydrated.